Nisechtes Baba Kama, Daf Gimel, four lines on the bottom of Daf Beis and Beis, our Mishnah stated, Abba of his Nezikin, there are four main categories of Nezikin, and although, as we will see in the Gemara, there are many other types of Nezikin, however, Rashi states, Avis Karel Hanach, the Ksivim Bekra Bedya, that the four categories listed on Mishnah are called Avis, as they are explicitly mentioned in a Pasuk, and our Gemara began by asking, B'netani Avis Mechlal De'ikotaldos, by the fact that there are Avis, there must be their subcategories, and the Gemara is, tell the same Kiyetz Ben, Oglav Kiyetz Ben, do we say that the Toldos have the same din as the Avos, just like we find by the Lamed Tes Melachos of Shabbos, or do we say that the Toldos are not similar to the Avos, like we find B'negei Tumos, and as we find that there are Avos HaTumah, and there are also Toldos of Tumos, for example, like Rishon HaTumah, and the Rishon and Ava Tumah have different halachos, and we saw that Amar Rav Papa stated, Yesh Ben Kiyetz Ben, that although, as we saw yesterday, and as we will see further today, that most Toldos have the same dinim as the Avos, however, there will be one category where a told of one of the avos of Nezikin is not similar to that av. And yesterday the Gemara brought a brisa where we discussed the makar as to where we see that Karen is one of the avos Nezikin from a pasuk in the Torah, as the pasuk of Mishpatim says, "V'chiyigach sharis ish oyes isha v'meis," and we know that ein negicha ela b'karen, as the Gemara proved yesterday. And the Gemara also brought told of the Karen Mai, one of the toldos of Karen, and we spoke about negifa, neshicha, revita, and beita. And the Gemara ended off that the toldos of Karen certainly have to have the same halachas as the Av of Karen, because Maishna Karen, the Kavanasi Lahazak of Mincha Shmiras Alecha, Halinami Kavanasi Lahazak of Mincha Shmiras Alecha, and therefore there should be no difference between the Av and Toldos of Karen. And we ended off with the Gemara stated, El Tolda the Karen Kakaren, that Enechinami, the Toldos of Karen, have the same halachas as Karen, and therefore Tam would pay Chatzi Nezek, and Emur would pay Nezek Shalim. However, Chikam Rapapa, Ashen Viregal, when Rapapa said that Toldosin Lavkiates Ben, let us say that he was discussing a case of Toldos of Shane and the Tolda of Regal, prior to the Gemara explaining if the Tolda of Shane or the Tolda of Regal is Kiyotz Ben or Lav Kiyotz Ben, the Gemara now will define as to where the Makar is that Shane and Regal are actually Avos of Nezikin, as where do we see them brought in the Torah, and the Gemara states, Shane and Regal, where do we see the Hezek of Shane and the Hezek of Regal spoken about in the Torah, the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, and this Pasuk once again is in Pashm Mishpatim, and the Pasuk in Perichov Beis, Pasuk Dal states, Kiyave Ish Sada Ikarim, and our Gemara dashins that when the pasuk says v'shilach hasbi'ira zeh regal, that is referring to the hezek of regal, and it's telling us that when the behemoth is walking and it's going into someone's field and he tramples on something and he causes hezek, then the owner will be chayiv for this hezek. V'cheinu oimen, how do we know that the lashon v'shilach is talking about regal? As the pasuk states in Yeshaya in Perek Lamed Beis, Ashreichem zirei al kol mayim mishalchei regal hashor v'achamor. Rashi in Yeshaya translates Regal Hashar La Dushatvua Vachamar Lahavi Labayas. So although the pasuk in Pashm Mishpatim doesn't say Vishilch es Haregal and says Vishilch es Beirai, and we're not sure exactly what it's referring to, however, since in Yeshaya when discussing an animal it says Mishalchi Regal Hashar, so therefore we know when the Torah in Pashm Mishpatim says Vishilach, it's also referring to the regal of the behemoth. And the Brisa continues to tell us that the Makar that Shane is also one of his Nezikin, as Ubir, the pasuk states Ubir Bestei Zuashain is referring to when an animal eats something and has anah, the chenu oimeh, and so it states in the pasuk in Melachim, kashi yivara gol atumai, and the pasuk in Melachim is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu curses the house of Yeravam, and he says that he will destroy them, just like an animal consumes his food and turns it into fertilizer, and therefore we see the lashon of yivar is referring to an animal eating food, and as Rashi in Pashm Mishpatim states, that since the Torah says, v'shilach spi'ira ubir b'stei achar, and Rashi explains, kum lashon behema, the literal translation of Ubir is actually referring to an animal, Kamoya Nachnu Be'irenu, just like the Bnei God of Bnei Reuben said, us and our animals. The Torah tells us that if someone goes into someone else's field with his animal and they do Hezek in one of these two ways, then the person will be Chayiv. Since we find in Melachim that the Lashon of Be'ir is used B'negei consuming food, therefore we see that Be'ir is referring to Shane. In the first Rashi on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Rashi states, HaGolol, Hainu Shane, this is referring to Shane, Shepa'am Magula, Pam Mechusa, because teeth are sometimes revealed and sometimes they're covered. The chasubei yivar, and it uses loshi yivar l'shnachrina golol zerei shashem meveres l'maychol v'nasis golol, that the teeth consume food and it chops up food and it creates golol k'may gloli adam v'gloli behema. And Taisa at the bottom of that base and base states kashi yivar golol perish rach k'may d'dvachin di evin golol, like it says in Ezra shashem daimel evin shayish. And therefore, when the Torah says kashi yivar golol, it's referring to teeth, as teeth are similar to stones of marble. Before we get back to Rav Papa, the Gemara Gemara now goes through the prior brisa. The Gemara states, "Oh my, we just said v'shilach zu regel v'chein oimem mishalchi regel hashav b'chamar." And the Gemara is taima de kasa rachmana mishalchi regel hashav b'chamar. The only reason why we said that when the Torah says v'shilach is referring to regel is because we had a raya from a pasuk in Yeshaya. The Gemara is bothered that l'chari even without that pasuk we would know that when the Torah says v'shilach hasbeira it must be talking about regel. And as the Gemara says halav achi, and you're telling me that if we wouldn't have this pasuk in Yeshaya, but my mukvis law, how would you explain the pasuk of v'shilach hasbeira as e Karen? If you're going to tell me it's referring to Karen, Ksiv, we already saw that the makar for Karen was from the pasuk in Pash Mishpatim, v'chiyigach kshar es isha yis isha. And Ishain, if you're going to tell me when the pasuk says v'shilach hasbeira, it's referring to the hezek of Shane. But in regard to Shane, also Ksiv, as the pasuk said, ubiyar zu Hashain, v'cheinu emek hashiyivah golol atumai. Therefore, the chayra, even without bringing the pasuk in Yeshaya of v'shalchi regla shor v'chamara, we would know when the Torah says v'shilach hasbeira, it must be referring to the hezek of regal. And the Gemara in says istrich that we do need the pasuk in Yeshaya mishalchi regel hashav v'chamar to teach us that v'shilach is zuar regel. Kazakat chamina, one may have thought ed v'ed hashein that really v'shilach hasbeira as well as ubiya b'steacha are both referring to the hezek of shein. And the reason why the Torah had to use two phrases in order to teach us the din of shein, because v'had mechal yakano hadloy mechal yakano, is because I could tell you that one pasuk is coming to tell you that if a shor goes and he actually consumes food and he completely destroys it, then there's a chiyuv on the owner to pay back. And as Rashi says, that since the pasuk says ubiya, haynu hechad mechal yakano, that's referring to a case where the animal completely consumed something and destroyed it completely. The mashma ubiya shemevar legamri. Maybe when the Torah tells of the shilach hasbeira, it's coming to be mechayiv you even when the animal did not destroy the produce completely. And as Rashi says, kagoyin shalach laruga, the animal actually went and was mazik someone's field and he ate a whole row of produce, but v'soifik lachzav l'tzmeach avoloi ketchila. And although he consumed all the produce, but the mice will come back and will regrow, but it won't be as good as it would have been originally. And one may have had a habmina, that in this case, the owner of the animal would not be chayiv. And the Gemara states, kamash malon, and that's why we have the pasuk in Yeshaya, mishalchi regel hashav v'chamar, to tell us that when the pasuk says, v'shilach hasbeira, that's referring to the hezek of regel. V'shilach is referring to the hezek of regel, and ubiya b'steacher is referring to the hezek of shein. And Rashi is bothered on the habmina Gemara, that how could the Gemara think that we need two psukim, one in four mechal yakana, and one with loy mechal yakana, lichtuchad, Torah should have just said, v'shilach hasbeira, and it doesn't say lashon bia, which would mean an actual destruction and a full destruction. And since that pasuk is coming lehechad lemechalya, the lechayev the isilchayev the koshkin hechad the kalya, and certainly we'll know that when you destroy the produce completely, that certainly you'll be chayev. And Rashi explains a very simple explanation that if we'd only have one pasuk, and even if the Torah would say v'shilach hasbeira, we would actually say that that's referring to shein with mechalya kana. However, if he doesn't destroy it completely, then you would not be chayev, and that's why the Gemara thought that we need to psukim. Our Gemara continues v'hashdul kimna regel. Now that we said that when the pasuk said v'shilach, we know it's regel, as the pasuk in Yeshaya stated, mishalchi regel hashav v'chamar. If so, we learned the din of shein from the pasuk that says ubiya b'steyacha. So shein d'loy mechal yakana minolan. So we only have one pasuk b'negeya shein. So l'chayr we should say that that pasuk is telling us that an owner of a shor will only be chayiv when the animal goes and destroys produce, but not if it's loy mechal yakana. The Gemara answers dumi d'regel that now that we see that this pasuk of v'shilach hasbeira ubiya b'steyacha referring to two of the avos nezikin, to shein as well as regel, and therefore we compare shein and regel, and we say that ma regel loishna mechal yakana v'loishna loy mechal yakana. Just like in a gay regel, it's irrelevant if the shor goes and destroys produce or if it doesn't destroy it completely. And as Rashi says, that we know in a gay regel that there is no chilek because it doesn't say the loshen ubir and it just says v'shilech hasbeira. Therefore, af shein, the same din applies in a gay shein that loishna mechal yakana v'loishna loy mechal yakana. That even though the Torah uses loshen of ubir b'steyacher, it doesn't make a difference if the shor actually destroyed the produce or if it didn't completely destroy the produce. And either case, the owner of the shor will be chayiv. And ayin tais diva maschal dumi de regel, where tais points out that although it's true that really you can compare shein to regel, but we could also compare regel to shein, and we should say that since the Torah says ubiya b'steyacha b'negeya shein, and it's mashman he completely destroyed the produce, so maybe we would say that that same din would apply to regel. And tais says that when we ever have a shaila, which way to be makish, we're always going to be makshin al chumra, and this din is not only b'negeya surah, it is also b'negeya mammon. And as tais says, that when we have a hekesh, we always go l'chumra. And before we continue, let's point out that although we explain the words of hadle mechal yakana as Rashi did, however, Ayin and Taisis, as well as other Rishonim that argue in Rashi, and Taisis says in the top Taisis Eliyeh Shlema shetan for peris l'hanasa, when the Gemara stated that hadle mechal yakana is talking about a case where a shor went and he lied down and he got peris dirty, and the Nishar did this for his own enjoyment. And Taisa continues and asks on his own pshat, how can I say that this is the case of Hodle Mechal Yekano? And L'chir, we're learning it out from the Pasuk itself. If L'maisa, the Gemara later on, will tell us that Thifas Peris La'anosa is considered a Toldo Shein and not the Av of Shein. And Taisa explains that L'maisa, the Pashas of the Pasuk, is that we're talking about a Shar eating and that there was Mechal Yekano. Therefore, in the case where it's Loi Mechal Yekano and where this team of Peris La'anosa, that would be considered a Toldo Shein. And the Gemara just completed showing us how the Pasuk of Shilach comes to teach us the Hezek of Regel is a Pasuk that's beforeish in the Torah, and therefore Regel is considered one of the obvious Nezikin. Gemara now continues and discusses the Braisa that taught us the Makar, where we see Shein is one of the Nezikin in the Torah, and therefore it's considered one of the obvious Nezikin. And the Gemara continues, Amamar, we learned in the Braisa, Ubiyar Zu HaShein, when the Pasuk says, Ubiyar B'Steyachar, this is referring to the Hezek of Shein, V'cheinu Eimeh, and so it says in the Pasuk in Malachim, Kashi Yavar HaGol Atumai. And the Gemara continues and asks a similar question that we asked beforehand, B'negei Regel, time in the Kasar HaChman, Kashi Yavar HaGol Atumai, that the only reason why we know that when the Pasuk says in Mishpatim, Ubiyar B'Steyachar, that's referring to Shein, is only because we have a Pasuk in Malachim to back us up, and we have the Pasuk, Kashi Yavar HaGol Atumai, Halav Achi, but without this Pasuk, B'mai Kinnun La, what we think that the Pasuk is referring to when it says, Ubiyar B'Steyachar, E Karen Ksiv, it can't be referring to Karen, because we already saw that the Pasuk says, V'chiyigach Shar as Ish Ayasisha, and E Regel Ksiv, and if it's talking about Regel, we already saw that the beginning of the Pasuk that says, V'shilach as Bira, is referring to Regel, as the Pasuk in Shai said, Mishalchi Regel Shar Bachamar. The Gemara responds, Istrich, that we do need the Pasuk of Kaishivar Gol Atumai in order to teach us that a beer is referring to Shein, Kazakat Chmina, we may think, Idi Ida Regel, that both V'shilach as well as Ubiyar is referring to Regel, and Hada Azal Mela, Hada Shalach Shluchi. One may have thought that the only time that it is Mechayiv someone, if his animal goes and destroys someone's plants or someone's produce, only if the person was involved and he actually sent the animal. However, if the animal went on its own accord, maybe you would think that the owner of the animal would be Pata, and therefore we needed to Psukim. The Pasuk of Shilach tells us that a person is Chayiv for the action of the animal when he sends the animal into someone else's field, and then the Pasuk says, Ubiyar B'Steyachar, that even if the animal goes by itself into another Sada, the owner is still going to be Chayiv, Kamash Mulan, and that's why we needed the Pasuk in Malachim to tell us that the word Ubiyar is actually referring to Shein, as the Pasuk says in Malachim, Kashivar Golol Atumai. The Gemara continues, Vahash the Ukiya Shein, and now that we said that the Lashon Ubiyar B'Steyachar is referring to the Hezek of Shein, Regel the Azma Melam in Olon, so L'chir, the only Pasuk that we have in the Gay Regel is Vishilach Hasbira, and it's Mashma that the owner sent the animal, and L'chir, maybe the only time that the owner will be Chayiv for the animal's damage is only when the owner sent the animal. However, if the owner did not send the animal, and the animal went on its own accord, maybe the owner would not be chayiv. Once again, the Gemara uses the same hekesh, and it says that since the pasuk is talking about regel and shein, and it says v'shilach es beira, and then it says ubiyah b'steyachar, and therefore we compare the din of regel to the din of shein, and we say that dumi the shein, that regel is similar to the din of shein. Ma shein loishna shalcha shluchei loishna da azma meila. Just like b'negei shein, it doesn't make a difference if the owner actually sent the animal, or if the animal went on its own accord and ate someone's produce and had anah, as l'maisa the pasuk doesn't say lashon v'shilach, and it says ubiyah b'steyachar. Therefore, we see that as long as the animal destroys someone else's produce and he had anah, then the owner would be chayiv af regel. And therefore, we learn the same din b'negei regel loishna shalcha shluchei loishna azma meila, and it doesn't make a difference if the owner sent the animal or if the animal went on its own accord. The owner of the animal would still be chayiv for his animal's damages. And the Gemara is not completed with its questions, as the Gemara states that now we have a puzzle that says v'shilach s'beira, and we said that refers to regel, and when it says ubiyah b'steyachar, it's referring to shein. And the Gemara asks, v'luch t'rachmanu v'shilach, why didn't the Torah just say v'shilach s'beira, v'loi boi ubiyah, and you wouldn't need the word ubiyah to teach us shein, as we learn everything from the lashon v'shilach, the mashma regel and mashma shein, as the lashon v'shilach s'beira could refer to regel and it could refer to the hezek of shein. And how do we see this? Because mashma regel d'chsiv, as we said before, and for the pasuk in Yeshaya of b'shalchi regel ashar b'chamar u'mashma shein, and l'maisa we find the lashon v'shilach in regard to shein as well, as the chsiv it says in the pasuk in Kisavai in the Teicha v'shem behemus ashalach bam. Since we see the lashon of shein b'negeir lashon of shilach, l'chayr the Torah could have just said v'shilach spira, and we would have been able to figure out that there's a hezek called regel and there's a hezek of shein as well. The Gemara answers, ilav kro yisera, if not for the extra pasuk of ubiyah b'steyachar to teach us the din of shein, havamino we would have thought oyha oyha from the pasuk of v'shilach spira that the Torah is only telling us that either there's a hezek called regel or there's a hezek of shein, but not both. And the reason why we would say that is, as we would say, oy regel da zeker matzoi, either the Torah is referring only to regel, and the reason why someone is chayiv if the animal goes and destroys something with their regel is because da zeker matzoi, as it's so common and so usual for an animal to do this, and therefore a person should have been careful and made sure to guard his animal. Maybe there is no such thing as hezek of shein, and if an animal goes and based on its own hana, it eats someone else's item, which mazik's someone's item, but it has hana, maybe you would say that you're not going to be chayiv. Or we could say shein diyesh hana lazekai, that maybe the Torah only was bechayiv you in a case where your animal had hana, and since there was hana to your animal while he was mazik someone, so maybe the Torah was mechayiv you, but the gay regal where there was no hana, so maybe the Torah was not mechayiv you. Gemara is still not happy, as mechte, let us see, shkul and hain, the lemaisa, both regal and shein, have a chumrah and have a reason why you should be mechayiv them, v'yavo shneim, and lemaisa, therefore we should be able to learn from v'shilach b'ira, both the din of regal and the din of shein, the hayminayu mafkis, which one of them should you exclude, and as Rashi says, le'leisimineh, hashneim shavim, lemaisa, they're both equal, and therefore, certainly, even by saying v'shilach b'ira, we'd be able to know that the Torah is mechayiv someone if an animal goes and does a hezek through his regal or through shein. The Gemara answers istrich that we do need both of these psukim. We need v'shilach aspira, and we also need ubiya b'steacha, one to teach his regal and one to teach a shein. If it would only say v'shilach aspira, and we learn regal and shein from v'shilach aspira, in zalkadai tachmino, one may have thought hani mili heichad the shalach shluchei, that the only time they chayiv for either regal or shein is only when the owner sent the animal to his friend's field, and then his animal damaged either through his regal or shein. But if the animal went by its own accord, maybe you would not be chayiv neither by regal or by shein. Kamash blon. Therefore, now the Torah tells us v'shilach b'ira and ubiya b'steacha. So now we know regal and shein. And then, as we learned beforehand, that we have a hekesh between regal and shein. And since it doesn't use a lashon of v'shilach b'negei shein, therefore we know that shein is even where it was not mishalach shluchei, and even when it was azul meila. And therefore, the same thing applies by regal, that even if it was not mishalach shluchei and was azul meila, that the owner would still be chayiv. And up until this point, based on the brises that we just brought, we just saw the makarios for regal and shein that is in the Torah, and therefore we know that both regal as well as shein are considered of his nezikin. And the Gemara continues, tell the shein ma'i, what are the toldos of shein? And the Gemara tells us two examples, neschacha b'kaisel anasa, if instead of the animal eating perish for its own anah, it goes and it actually rubs itself on a wall for its own anah, and for example, he knocks down the wall, and therefore he destroys and damages the wall, or v'tinfa perish l'anasa, the animal went and lied down on perish in order to have hana as a cooling down. In both those cases, those would be told to shein, and the owner of the ashar would be chayiv. And the ma'aser b'negeid toldos of the avos nezikin, Rav Papa stated, yesh ben kiyetz ben, v'yesh ben lav kiyetz ben. The Gemara therefore continues, ma'ishna shein, that what is the difference between the av of the nezik of shein, the yesh hanola zekai, u'mimoincho shmiras alecha, that the characteristics and the elements of the hezek of shein is where it is hanar for its hezek, as well as the mamad of the owner, and he has a responsibility to guard it, haninami, so by the toldos of shein as well, yesh hanola zekai, u'mimoincho shmiras alecha, and therefore, why should there be any chiluk in halacha, ela toldos shein kashein, and therefore it must be that b'negei shein, the toldos of shein, are similar to the av of shein as well, v'chi kamar papa, toldos the regal, and when papa stated that v'yesh ben, lav kiyetz ben, l'chari that's going on a toldos of regal, that it would not have the same din as the av hanezek, and it wouldn't have the same din as regal. And the Gemara now asks, toldos the regal ma'i, so what are our examples of the toldos of regal? And the Gemara brings five examples. Number one, hezika begufa derech hilucha, that if the animal, instead of using its feet, it actually destroys something based on its walking, and its body rubs against something and knocks something down, for example, and breaks it, or besayir derech hilucha, or its hair gets stuck on a kli, and it knocks over a kli, and therefore damages the kli while it's walking. Number three, b'shalav shalea, if the animal is carrying a package, and the package now knocked into something and knocked it over, and that is also derech hilucha, b'pumbiya shavapia, or with its bit that is in its mouth, or something that's holding its mouth, and it's, while it's walking, it knocks into something, and once again, it damages the thing. And number five, bezuk shabatzavara, with the bell that's around its neck, and in some way that knocks into something, and it breaks something. In all these cases, the animal did not do this bekavana, and therefore, it's not a toldo of Karen, as Karen has to be a case where it's ein hazeka matzoi, and also has to have the element, the animal did this bekavana, but over here, the animal did not do this bekavana, and it was done derech hilucha, and therefore, it's hazeka matzoi, and the owner should have guarded it better, and therefore, it's considered a toldo regal, and of course, it's not considered a toldo of shein, because there was no hanah zekon, as the animal was just walking, and he did not have any hanah while it was breaking this item. Once again, the Gemara continues, that now that we explain what the toldos of regal are, so of course, this can't be a case where a papa said that toldos shein is lav kiyetz ben, because maishna regal, the zekon matzoi, maishna shmiras alecha, why is it b'negei regal that is a chiyav, is because it's a zekon matzoi, and it's considered the owner's mamain, and it's also his responsibility to guard the animal, haninami, in all these cases, has zeker matzri. It was derech hilucha, and therefore it was a normal course of the animal walking that it was damaged something, and it was the owner's property that damaged something, and the owner had a responsibility to guard that property. Therefore, certainly there shouldn't be a difference between the told of regal or the avar nezek of regal either. And therefore, the Gemara says, "El told regal regal." The inachanami, when our papa said told the same kiyachben, that included the toldus of regal that has the same dinim as regal itself. The chikamar papa, I told the bar. And when our papa said that told the same lav kiyachben, maybe it's going on the toldus of bar. And the Gemara continues, told the bar my new. What are the cases that are considered toldus of bar? Ilay ma'av yud v'toldutas. If you're going to tell me that the av of the hezek of bar is when you have a pit that's 10 tvachim deep, and the told of bar is when you have a pit that's only 9 tvachim deep, and as Rashi explains, av asara bar omeg yud tvachim hainu av de bekach da'ak lahomis, because if you have a pit that's 10 tvachim deep, it's normal to kill something or someone when it's such a bar. Once a pit is only 9 tvachim deep, it's not normal to kill an animal when an animal falls into such a pit. It's only normal to damage an animal, and lemaisa, that would be considered the told of bar. And the Gemara says that you can't make a chilut between a bar that's 10 or 9 tvachim deep, then one is considered the av and one is the toldah, because loy tas ksivi v'loy yuk ksivi. The Torah just says stama, that if a person digs a bar and that bar damages someone or kills someone animal, then the person would be chayiv, and therefore how could you call one the av and one the toldah? And the Gemara answers halei kasha, that's not shver. In the chanami, when the Torah is discussing a person that digs a bar, it's discussing a bar that was 10 tvachim deep, and as the pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim with the gay, a person that digs a bar states bala bar yishalim kesef yoshev lebalav v'amesi aloi. As the Gemara explains, v'kimu rabbanan, and rabbanan had a kabbalah that yud avdi misa testin zaken avdi misa le avdi, that if you have a bar that's 10 tvachim deep, then it will cause misa to an animal, and 9 tvachim will not cause misa, and it will only cause a hezek to an animal. And therefore, when the Torah tells us v'amesi aloi, we must be talking about a bar that had the ability to kill an animal, and that bar must have been 10 tvachim, and therefore we could say that a bar that's 10 tvachim deep is the bar that the Torah is talking about, and therefore that's the av of the hezek of bar. And although certainly if a person digs a bar that's only 9 tvachim deep, he would still be chayiv if his bar damages an animal. However, lemaisa, that is not the bar that the Torah is discussing. Maybe we would categorize that as the toldah bar. The Gemara responds, save, zeh av lemisa v'zeh av lenizokin, that although you're telling me that it seems that the Torah only speaks about a bar that's 10 tvachim deep, as the Torah states, v'amesi eloi, but lemaisa, from the diyuk of the pasuk, we also see that the Torah is telling us that if you had a bar that's only 9 tvachim deep, that although you will not be chayiv if this animal dies, but you will be chayiv for a hezek of the animal. And as Rashi says, v'zeh av lenizokin, dim nafal shor bar tisha umeis, potu bala bar, v'im huzik chayiv, v'avu, and this is considered an av, the diyuk of the kronafka, as we learn from the diyuk of the pasuk, minichsiv v'amesi eloi, dim mashma bar asar, dim bar miktalu chayiv b'misa zashar, habatim achi b'misa lo chayiv, habin izokin is chayiv. And then Rashi brings another version and another pshat, that since the pasuk says v'nafal shomer shari chamar mashma b'meisu b'nhuzik bala bar yishalim, and therefore in the pasuk itself, although the words of amesi eloi is specifically going when the animal dies, and that had to be a bar that was 10 tvachim deep, but the ma'isa based on the pasuk of v'nafal shomer shari chamar, it's also discussing a bar that was 9 tvachim deep where the animal was only damaged, and even so the person who dug this bar will be chayiv. Therefore the Gemara tells us that what is the toldah bar ella avdei sakino masoi shenichem b'shis rabim v'zikoi, that the example of a toldah bar is a case where a person leaves a stone or a knife or his package in a rishis rabim, and then someone tramples over it or someone gets hurt by his knife, and although it was not an actual pit and it wasn't something that was dug into the ground and it wasn't either 9 tvachim deep or 10 tvachim deep, but the ma'aseh was an obstacle that he created, and therefore the owner will be chayiv for his hezek. And the Gemara continues, hey chidami, what is the case where we say that avnei sakino masoi is considered a chiyuv based on bar? Idaf gerinu, if Reuven that placed his evin or his sakin or his package in the rishis rabim, he was mafgrit, then bein rab bein l'shmuel hayna bar, then both according to rab and according to shmuel, this would certainly be categorized as a tolda of bar. And as Rashi says, bein rab bein l'shmuel, the pligi of perkam nichas akad, that we will see that rab and shmuel are chaylik on daf chav chesam and beis hayna bar, l'maisa, where a person was mafgrit, their evin and their sakin and their package, that is considered bar. The tabayu amri, kol takol shehifkir, naf galom bar d'chayiv, ki hechid bar chiyuv b'shis rabim, hi d'havi hefka, kid amrin l'kamam per shashin agus hapara, shal iske kriyo psicha baloi, af kol takol shehifkir chayiv, therefore any obstacle that a person is mafka and placed in rishis rabim, he will be chayiv for any damage that it causes. The main element of bar is even though this item is hefka, that he's still going to be chayiv on it, and even though it's not your mamin, and as we know that shleishit varam, einu b'shushaloidam, v'asana kasav ki iluhim b'shusai, one of them is his bar, and since you dug this pit or you placed this obstacle in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, therefore you are responsible. We continue on Daf Gimel and Beis Ve'idlei Afkarinu, and if it's talking about a case where the person was not mafka these items, then Ilu Shmuel the Amak Kulin Beilamadnu Hainu Bar, according to Shmuel that says that we still learn this from Bar. Therefore, certainly these cases would still be a case of Bar, and these would be examples of a Toldo Bar. And as Rashi says, Lishmuel the Amak Hasav Amnich Zakad Kol Takol Baru Va'Afagav Dlei Hifka Hainu Bar, and even though you weren't mafka the Avnei Sakino Masai, it is still considered a Toldo Bar. And Ilu Rav the Amak Kulin Mishayilamadnu, but according to Rav that says that if someone was mafka the Avnei Sakino Masai and they placed it on Shusu Rabim, then this person's chiyuv is not because he made a bar b'shusu Rabim, and the reason why he's chayiv is because it's a tolda of shar, and we'll explain exactly what tolda of shar it would be. But Rashi says, "Rav da Amar kol takol shleiv kira mishar lemanu," and we learn that from shar, "Ma shar shumemoyndoi vim hizikayiv af kol moyneim hizikayiv," and since he wasn't mafka the Avnei Sakino Masai, therefore he'd be chayiv based on shar. Taisus explains that lefi Rav, if someone takes his Avnei Sakino Masai and he was not mafka and he placed it on shusu Rabim, someone is damaged, it is a told of Karen, and he explains that it can't be a told of Shein V'Regel, because Shein V'Regel is Peturim B'Rishus Rabim. Taisus is bothered, Al-Khair, how can I say that it's a told of Karen if we know that if someone is Mazik someone based on the Evan or the Saka that's in Rishus Rabim, they're going to be Chayiv Nezek Sholim and Nachatzin Nezek. And Taisus points out, V'Avn Sakinoi, Ein L'Chalik B'Tamas L'Mavdis, certainly you can't make a Chalik between a Tam and a Mood, L'Shay L'Chalik, Alibu Balachayim, as this Chalik can only be by a Balachai. And L'Maisa, the Gemara's point is that according to Rav, even if you're going to say the Avn Sakinoi Masai, that you're not Mafka and it damaged someone in Rishus Rabim, is considered a Toldov Shar. And we already said that a Toldov Shar has the same dinim as a Shar itself, and certainly this Toldo is Kiyetzu Ben, and this can't be the case where a Papa said that Toldo said Lav Kiyetzu Ben. And even according to Shmuel, we can't say that this Toldo, which is a Toldo Bar, would have a different din than the Av itself as Mashna Bar. Why is it that a person is Chayiv when his Bar damaged someone? Shekein Tchilas Asiyasla Nezek, because when you originally created it, it was Muchan to be Mazik someone, Umaincha, and it's considered your money, Ushmiyasar Alecha, and you have an obligation to guard it. And Hani Nami, by the case of Avnei Sakino Masai, if the case that he was mafkered, or for the case that he was not mafkered, in both cases, Tchilas Asiyasla Nezek, the moment that you place it down and it became a bar, then at that point it was Muchan to be Mazik someone, and Umaincha, and therefore it should be considered your money, and Shmiyasar Alecha, and you have an obligation to guard it. And if someone is damaged through this bar, or through the Avnei Sakino Masai, certainly you're going to be Chayiv Nezek Shalim, and certainly there should not be a chilut between the Toldo Bar and the Bar itself. And therefore the Gemara says, Allah Toldo the Bar Kabar, that in a chinami, the Toldo Bar is also exactly like a bar, v'chikam Rab Papa, and when a Papa said, that the same Lav Kiyetz Ben, a Toldo the Mava, Chari must be referring to a case of a Toldo of Mava. And up until this point, we didn't define what Mav is, and the Gemara asks, my new, what are the Toldos of Mava? What is the definition of Mav itself? And the Gemara states, Ila Shmuel, according to Shmuel, the Amma Mav is Shein, that Mava is defined as Shein, Hokimna told the Shein Kishin. So certainly you can't be talking about the case of Mava either, because we already said beforehand that any told of Shein has the same dinim as the Av HaNezek of Shein. Ilu Rav the Amma Mava is the Adam. And if you're going to discuss according to Rav Shita, that hold that when the Mishnah said that the Abba of Zikin and one of them is Mava, that the Av HaNezek of Mava is referring to Adam HaMazek, my obvious my told is Ispe. So what are the obvious and what are the toldos of Adam HaMazek? V'chitim or Av Nir told the Yashin. And if you can tell me that the Av HaMazek of Adam HaMazek is when a person is awake and he damaged something, and the Tolda is when he's sleeping and he damaged something, but we're going to learn in the Mishnah, Daf Chav Vavim and Aleph, which is the end of the second parak, Adam Olu'aylam Bein Er Bein Yashin, that a person is always considered Mu'ad, and it doesn't make a difference if he's awake when he damaged something or he's sleeping when he damaged something. And therefore the Gemara says, Ela Kichay V'Niyay, so it must be that the Tolda of Adam HaMazek is talking about where someone spits and uses his saliva or his mucus to damage someone or someone's property. As Rashi says, Kichay is Roy Kapah, Ania is Lecha Sechoitim. Nay in Tesis, who says, Bekosha Rabbein in town, the Perek Dam and Nidok, Tani, Kicha V'Niyai, U Me'af, and also adds in Me'af, and therefore we see that Niyai is not referring to Me'af. And therefore Tesis explains, V'Nira, the Kichai, who, Hayetzi Min Agarim, Bekoichai, the Kichai refers to phlegm that comes out of a person's throat and it's projected forcefully, V'Niyai, who, Hayetzi Min Ape, Ayadein Enuai, and Niyai is what comes out of a person's mouth, which is done by gathering the spit in his mouth, and therefore it's called Niyai. And the Gemara asks, Hechi Dami, so what are we referring to? The spit of a person, or while it's traveling, and the moment it actually leaves his mouth, it goes and lands on someone's beged. And as Rashi says, "Shenafal Ashirayim v'tanfum oyutecha mashkim v'nimasu." So it either fell on someone's begadim and it dirtied it, and therefore it damaged the person's beged, or it fell in the person's drink, and therefore it became disgusting and it ruin the drink? And if so, koyche havei, this case, it would be considered his koyach, and as Rashi says, behind Adam gufay v'chayiv, and certainly the person would be chayiv based on Adam HaMazik. Certainly, although maybe it is defined as a toldo of Adam, but ultimately there's no difference between this toldo and the Adam HaMazik itself, and certainly we would say it told the same kiyetz ben and ibasad naich, and if it actually damaged someone after the saliva or the mucus already went onto the ground, and then someone slipped on it, for example, so bein l'Rav, bein l'Shmuel, haynu bar, so both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, in this case, certainly a person is mafka the saliva or the mucus, and therefore certainly this would be categorized as a bar. As we said before, that certainly the toldo saying is kiyetz ben, because as long as it has the same criteria and the same elements of the nezik bar of tchilas asiyos nezik and mincha shmiras lecha, so the same dinim would apply. Therefore, once again, the Gemara says el toldo mava kamava, that the toldo mava, either if mava is adam mazik or if mava is shein, is always going to be like the av itself. V'chikam rapapa, when rapapa said that there is a toldo that lav kiyetz ben a toldo eish, it's going on the toldo of eish, and the Gemara is toldo eish ma'iniu, what would be considered a toldo of fire? And the Gemara says ilema avne sekina masoy shenich berish gagoy v'nafle buruch mitzuyah v'zikoy. If you're going to tell me it's talking about a case where a person leaves his stone or his knife or his package on a rooftop, and it was so unsecured that even though a ruach mitzuyah came, it knocked it off the rooftop and it damaged someone or someone's property. Once again, the Gemara states, hechidami, what are we referring to? Ibahadi ta'azlu kamaski hainu eish. If while it was traveling through the air, it was mazik someone, then certainly this is similar to eish, and it would have the same characteristics of eish, and therefore the told of eish would be exactly like eish, and it would be kiyetzaban. And as the Gemara explains, maishna eish, what is the characteristics and what is the elements of the damages of eish, the koyach acham urban, that is another force that generally is included with the fire, as you have wind that pushes the fire, and that causes the fire to travel and damage someone or something, or mincha, and it's considered your money, ushmiras lecha, and you have a responsibility to guard it, haninami. So in this case also, of the abnei sekina masoi, that you nichem b'roish gagoi, v'nafl b'ruach mitzuya, the same didn't apply as koyach acham urban, the wind took hold of it, and that's what took it and made it damage, or mincha, ushmiras lecha. Certainly the told of eish will be exactly like eish, and will be kiyetz ben. And therefore the Gemara now says that although previously we said that the toldo of regal are all similar to regal, and therefore certainly told the same kiyetz ben, however zokt Gemara v'chi kam rapapa a toldo regal, that when rapapa said that there is a toldo that will have kiyetz ben, he was talking about a specific toldo of regal. The Gemara continues and explains regal, how can you say that the toldo of regal is lav kiyetz ben ha'kimna toldo of regal k'regal? If on daf gimel amud aleph we just brought down five cases which were considered the toldo of regal, we brought the case of Ezika beguf derech lucha b'sayer derech lucha b'shal shalab b'papiyah shabapiyah b'zug shabatzavara, and all those cases we said that told the same kiyetz ben as they share the same elements with the av of the regal, and therefore there's no chiluk in the dinim. Finally, the Gemara says that the case that Rapapa was speaking about, where he said told the same lav kiyetz ben, he was talking about a very specific case which is defined as a toldo de regal, even though it is actually different than regal, and we're talking about a case of bechetzin nezik soyers. The Gemara and David Zayin and Alf will speak about a case where an animal is walking as derech lucha, and he pushes a rock, and the rock now flies through the ear, and it breaks a kli. And in that case, the animal itself did not actually break the item, but it was through the animal's koyach that he caused the rock to fly through the air and break the kli. As our Gemara states, that although it's a toldo of regal, but it's hilchos gemira, there's a lachol meshmisinai, that although it was not done by kavana, and it was done derech lucha, since it wasn't done by the animal itself, and it was only an indirect damage, therefore, you're only going to pay chatzin nezek. And as Rashi says, the kaimalon, the hilchos gemira, the meshmisinai, and even though Benegeya Ashar that stresses another animal or person, the din is that he pays chatzin nezek, but that is only a knas, and medina he should really pay nothing. That is a din of mammon. Rashi says told of the Karen, who certainly palganiska of tzreiris is not considered a told of Karen, even though it only pays chatzin nezek, just like Karen. The reason why the paying chatzin nezek is based on different reasons. The reason why a person pays chatzin nezek on Karen is based on a knas, and the reason why you pay palganiska for a case of treiris is based on a chi of mammon. Therefore, it's categorized as a toldo regal, but still uchiregal loy havi. It's not mamish like regal. The regal mishalom nezek shalom and behind the rapapa, and this is what rapapa meant. And he said yesh mehen that alav ki yotzeh behen. The Gemara continues and asks, v'amai kari lo toldo regal, and l'chari, why do we call this a toldo regal if it doesn't have the same dinam as regal? As Rashi says, and Ayin Taisa says, Afagab Domil Regal, that even though it has the same characteristics and the same elements of Regal, Kivan Shadina Cholok Hoyle Liquus Law Sheb Befne Atmai, that since Lamaisa has different dinim than Regal, then we should have called it its own name, and instead of having a Hadbar Ovis Nezikin, we should have had a fifth category of Nezikin. And L'chari, the reason why Rashi did not say like Taisis is because Rashi holds that the only way that something gets a name of an Av is only if it says him first in the Torah. And as we said, the din of Chetzi Nezik Treyus is Halach L'Mishim Yisinai. Gemara answers L'Shalom and Aliyah that L'Maisit has the same dinim as Regal. Has been negay a certain dinim, it does have the same din as the din of Regal. As Rashi explains, L'Shalom and Aliyah, Shemezika Yaisim Mashi Shava Mishalom Hazik Ben Beisai. If an animal damages a kli with its regal, then the din is that even if that kli is worth more than the actual animal, then the owner is still chayiv to pay for the entire kli, and he can't say that since my animal was worth $1,000 and this kli was worth $2,000, all I have to pay is $1,000. This is based on a limud that it says benegei regal of meitiv sedeo meitiv kama yishalim v'loy havi kekaren, and this is not similar to the din of karen. The ein mazik mishalim el megufay as benegei the din of karen, the mazik only pays the value of the animal and no more. That's why we categorize it as a toldov regal, and even though it's categorized as a toldov regal, it's lav kiyetzibai. The chiyuv for someone that damages based on regal would be a nezek sholim, and the chiyuv of tsreiris is only chetzin nezek. And the Gemara continues and asks that how can you tell me that benegei chetzin nezek tsreiris that will be mishalim in aliyah v'ami bayi bayi rava, but rava had this shaila itself to bayi rava as rava asks chetzin nezek tsreiris megufa mishalim. Does he only pay up to the value of the body of the animal, or does he even pay more than that? And the Gemara says, Rava had the shayla, and Rapapa pshitle, and according to Rapapa, he calls it the toldov regal because it was pashut to him that you're going to be mishalim and aliyah just like regal, and therefore chatzin nezik tsuris and the chiyuv of nezik shalim by a behemoth that is mazik with its regal are similar in that regard. Therefore, chatzin nezik tsuris is categorized as a toldov regal, and the Gemara asks, Rava and Boyle, I might call it toldov regal, Lemaisa koi to Rava that had the shayla, and therefore he's uncertain if chetzin nezek tsurius pays min aliyah or megufay. You know that part of the halacha mishum yisinai was that chetzin nezek tsurius is considered a toldov regal. Why would we consider it a toldov regal? And what nafkamina would it be that it's a toldov regal? The Gemara answers lepeitra b'rishus rabim that the din is chetzin nezek tsurius would be pata if it does so in rishus rabim, just like the din is that shein v'regal is not relevant in rishus rabim, and it's only chayiv if someone is mazik someone in rishus yachid. And Taisus is bothered that if Rav had a shayla, that if an animal is mazik someone through tsreiris, the owner would be chayev l'shalim min aliyah or only min gufay. So l'chayev, why is it more pasha to Rava b'negei l'paitre b'shus rabim? Chetzin nezik tsreiris is similar to the din of regal, and it's going to be pata b'shus rabim. Maybe we should compare it to the din of keren, and it should be chayev b'shus rabim. And Taisus says v'yesh lema kiyun min hayim shalim nezik shalim, that since min adin he should really pay nezik shalim. V'asi hilchasa and alacha mishum b'sina, he says that we should make it more kal d'loy mishalim el chetzin nezik. And therefore, according to Rav, it was pashut that Lachal Mishum Yisinai is certainly going to make it easier on someone that has a chiyah based on Chetzin Nezik Tsreiris, and therefore certainly it will be Patur B'Shus Rabim. But B'negei L'Shalom Aliyah, where it's going to come out of Chumrah, that Rav had a shayla if we would still compare it to Regal or not. And before we finish, let's just point out that L'Chari, the Gemara's question is a bit tzarech bia, because we saw beforehand that there is a tolda that's Lav Kiyetz Ben. For example, as we saw B'negei Tumah, that there's something called an Abba Tumah, and there's also a Tolda of Tumah, like a Rishal of Tumah, and they don't have the same halachas, and it's still considered Aben Tolda. Therefore, why would the Gemara be bothered, according to Rava, why we call Chetzin Nezek Tsreiris a Tolda of Regal, if maybe in a Chinami there is no connection to Regal, and we still have halacha Mishum Sinai that's still called a Tolda of Regal? And the Mefarshim explained that since in all the other cases of Hezek, all the other Toldas are Kiyetzaben, therefore, Benegei Regal, it doesn't make sense that we would say Tolda Sein is Lav Kiyetzaben, unless there's some connection to Regal, I am Birushainim, and we will stop over here.